Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, family. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Also, welcome to Oracle's Read. I'm glad to have you this evening. We have a very hot topic for you. As you can read on the billboard, we're talking about spiritual rituals and faith. Do we have to go to church to find our faith? Or have Africans forgotten that we've always had faith and we have found our religion within our being? So we're going to be discussing why are so many people flocking to the churches today and losing their religion? And why are so many people without their rituals, without their ancestral rituals to be more specific? Why are so many people coming away from their African traditions of their ancestral communing? And I didn't say worshiping. We're going to be talking about what can we do about finding our faith right in our home without having to flock to churches and going to churches who are not preaching the good news. Now, what are we saved from? That's the other question. What are we saved from? And how do you become saved from something? Does a church alone save you? And can you be raptured through going through the church? Or can you go to God in the presence of your own prayer closet? And can you find God within the presence of your own home? There's so many people that just are not ready to go to church. And they don't have the proper attire, they don't have the funds or the means to get there, and they have just really bailed out of church. But that doesn't mean they have to bail out of doing their African rituals. We did our African rituals if we had to go out in the woods to do them. We remembered our ancestors by calling their names one by one. We acknowledged them, and we went on communing with our ancestors. So what is the matter with African Americans now? We're finding that we're in the most richest churches where we're fighting to have abundant, abundant, abundant. Now all the churches talk about is abundant living, and nobody's living abundantly. What is the problem? What is going on? How can we really serve God and serve God through spiritual African tradition? And your religion, I might add, it comes out of your culture. Without a culture, you cannot serve God. Without understanding what your culture is, you cannot know what to do in church. So why are so many churches not teaching historical African traditions so that they can teach religion out of the culture? So you cannot be learning about yourself. You might be learning about religion, but it probably is not about your cultural heritage as an African. Let's talk about it today. And we brought two people along to talk about it. One historian is in the audience. I'm going to see if I can get him to say a word on the subject. One of our old historians you talked to some time ago, Mr. James Brown.
Hello, everybody. How are you today?
I just got out from the cool air, and I'm here talking to Sister Garth here, and basically, people don't have to go to church just to have to get spirituality. All spirituality comes first before any religion, but people now are brainwashed because they got to go to church and see these images and talk about people talking about wealth and everything, but there's no wealth being given. But like she just stated, this to everybody is preaching to the choir about making money and getting money, but the church is getting all the money. So. But you have to have your money with your spirituality, and with God or finding God, where you would be in the woods, or whether you're in the room, or whether you in any position, you can talk to God or talk to your ancestors. There shouldn't be anything from doing that. Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. James Brown, for that message. And the audience, if you were listening to him, he was letting you know that you are not far from reaching your ancestors when you go out into the woods. You can summons them, you can call them, you can be reminded of them, but you would be a doggone fool if you forget to honor your ancestors. Now, we have another young lady in the audience here that's joining us. I'm going to see if I can get her opinion on religion and ritualistic religion for Africans. What is that all about?
Well, I believe ritualistic African traditional religion is a cultural, historical belief system of being connected to the earth and being connected to your ancestors and doing rituals to connect to connect to those individuals that we are composed or comprised from, I guess, more or less, all the people that we're connected to who make us who we are, and being in touch with that ritualistically to enhance our connection, our connectiveness. And I don't think traditional religion does that because it makes you focus on other stories and not really connecting on a personal and collective effort in terms of all of what makes us who we are. As a matter of fact, it negates, some religion actually negates who we are individually a lot of times. So the focus is definitely not on being connected to human beings on this earth. It's more or less if anything, it's, a lot of them are disconnecting people from who they are and people who are on earth with them. So that's my generalistic statement for that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Michelle Brown. We're glad they stopped by so they can give us some input, because it's always best to get a diversified opinion about such topics as spirituality. Now, let's talk about spirituality. I hope you all know that spirituality and being Christian-like or religion is not the same. Religion means tied to something. Repeatedly doing the same thing over and over the way you previously did it. It means being tied to a belief system. Now, I don't even want to get into the word belief, because belief can be a devastating term in and of itself. But I want to talk to you a little bit about spirituality, because that's what I know best. I know that before we ever learned about the church, we knew about spirituality because our grandmas taught us about spirituality, taught us to look where the wind blows, to put our finger up in the air and to judge which direction the wind was blowing. And then that wind gave us a bearing, and it gave us ability to measure. And we used that as a variant to tell us where we were going. Why are we so lost now when it comes to spirituality? We don't understand how spirit works. We don't realize that spirit can be summoned. We don't realize we can call spirits in place. We don't realize that spirits reside out in the atmosphere and that they are nothing but energy. And because it's energy, it needs to be fed. It needs to be given food. It needs to be given food for thought and physical food as well. How many of you have fixed a plate in your home and have thought about Grandpa and the things he likes to eat, and you looked over in that spot where Grandpa used to sit, and you subliminally thought in your mind, I'm going to fix Grandpa a plate, because Grandpa would like that. And after you fix that plate for Grandpa, all of a sudden, things in the house start turning around, people start to come over and become family, the spirit in that house starts to change, and the rhythm in your heartbeat starts to putter. Things can happen when you start acknowledging your ancestors, when you start calling their names. That's right. How many of you have gone to funerals and you called out your mother's name and you've asked your mother to come back, and you've told people, if you had have been here, maybe mama wouldn't have died? And you have called out their name so many times, mother, father, help me. And you seem to have gotten the help you needed, but you didn't ever think about where the help came from. You didn't ever consciously think, maybe my mother could have assisted me. Maybe my father could have made the way open and clear. Maybe he could have came back. Maybe my auntie was there on that stage helping me. They probably were. But you've got to understand, spirit moves in a mysterious way. And we're not talking about to be up in a temple or to be up in a synagogue for these things to happen. These things can happen right in your prayer closet, right in your living room, right in your dining room. You don't have to be in a church to make them happen. Don't think that there's nothing sanctimonious about a church, because Jesus didn't even know about a temple. He didn't know about a church. He never held church in a temple. How many times did you see Jesus sat down with the disciples in a temple to have church? Most of the time they were out in the wilderness or in the upper room. Sometimes they were even in the upper room, and they weren't in a temple. So don't you go telling me the pastor said, well, my bishop said, what my deacon said, what my nana said, because There were no churches when black folks was coming up right out of slavery. As a matter of fact, we were not even allowed to go in the churches except with our masters. And that was the only way we got in a church when we came up from slavery. But so many prayers went through and so many people got delivered. And so many people were successful in getting a prison. And now we fear a prayer getting through. We tremble because we don't believe that faith is going to be like a Shunammite woman coming back to leave us for things we can't see. People, faith is all we have to stand on. We have to be able to believe the unseen. And that is which way the wind blows with Oye. Oye. How many of you remember the word Oye? When Nana Padez went out in the wilderness and she went out there to preach a message and she called all of her children out there because they were on their way up north. And she told them, don't forget to take a little bit of me with you. They said, oh, no, Nana, don't you go with that superstitious stuff again, Nana. Nana said, take a little bit of my spirit with you, child. Take a little bit of my spirit with you. So when you get up north and you can't make it, you can call on the spirits, and the spirits will make the way open and plain for you. How many of you remember the daughters of the dust as they all got ready to board that boat and to go up to the north end of the world, thinking that when they got there, they had to be sophisticated folks. They had to go into a church, and they had to be civil. But what happened to the backwoods where the work was done in Saint-Domingue? When they summoned all of the priests and they went and kidnapped the priest and brought the priest and the priest did a ritual so that they could fight that war that night, so that they could be victorious over their enemies. And the priest prayed a prayer and the deacons did a dance and the choir sang a song right out in the wilderness, not in no church. And they brought the spirit down and the spirit showed up. And they showed out on that battlefield. That's what we have to do today. So many of us are not being successful in prayer. So many of us can't even reach God. And God is within you. You are the temple. If you are not reaching the temple by finding out that the Godhead resides within you, you must keep your temple clean because that is where church is. So many of us are allowing our temples to become cluttered and full of dust, and yet we're keeping the churches clean and we're not keeping our own temples clean. So the Spirit does not reside with us. The Spirit can only reside within your being and within your presence, not in some temple only. Now, black folks, we have outpoked the Pope. And we have done the doggone thing, but we still don't have abundance. And all we talk about is abundance, abundance, abundance. But nobody is possessing abundance. But yet we said the prayer, but yet we believed in what the preacher said, and yet we gave our tithes and we threw our money to the floor, and we all are out of order. Because most of what we're doing, it was not told to us by Jesus. There are only a few scriptures that Jesus possibly could have written in that book and read. But yet somebody's speaking to us from that book, and we're being so obedient that we've forgotten the Spirit. People, you are sun people, African American. You are sun people. And some people are called to do things in a spiritual manner. Do you feel the hairs on the back of your neck rising up right about now? Am I talking about somebody in the audience who is feeling what I'm saying? We are kind of people who are emotional. How many times have they said, those doggone African Americans are just too emotional for me? Because we felt things. We sensed things. We detected things because we're spiritual beings. We didn't have to see it with our naked eye. We just knew that it was there because the Spirit said so. So why don't you get in the Spirit tonight with me? Get in the Spirit. Just relax and get in the Spirit. because too many things are happening in the courtroom that we don't know about. And most of our big mamas and our big papas, they knew what was going on in the big house, in the courtrooms. They just had a hunch. And sometimes they just got together and they chanted a word. That word was chanted throughout those slave quarters. And they moved on things with just their very words and their song. They made a difference, and church was right where it was whenever the master saw fit to go and throw a spell and to beat someone nearly to death. Then the Africans got together and they chanted a word to stop that overseer and for somebody to strike him and take him out. Somewhere along the line, the spirit came and began to do its work. Now, why don't you let the spirit do your work for you today? When you go in these courtrooms, summon the spirit. Call on the spirit. Call on the spirit, Eli. He will pick you up and he will make you strong and he will vindicate you. But yet we're believing on these brick and mortar buildings to make a difference. We're putting every dime we got into these buildings to make them beautiful and luxurious. But yet we don't have a church at home. Build your church without bricks. Build your church without bricks. And let these be the churches within the temple of your being. And begin to know that you can find God within yourself at any time. You can drop to your knees, prostrate to the floor, and that becomes church. Most of you, I'm willing to bet, would never drop to your knees and wouldn't want anybody knowing that you prostrate yourself before God in order to reach him or her or it, wherever they were. We are too proud and pompous because we got churches now, and we're paying for these churches dearly. And we're going in these churches, and we have no way of reaching our ancestors. And do you not know the closest thing to God is your ancestors? Try reaching your ancestors. We're not talking about worshiping your ancestors. No, get that out of your mind. I'm talking about reuniting and reconnecting with your ancestors and remembering them and not forgetting them. And knowing that when you reconnect with them, when you have those people to consult with, and they are aiding and assisting you in your prayer and getting a prayer through. Now, we've got to look back. Brother Omar has reminded us about this religion thing. He has told us so many times about what religion is doing to us. I'm going to tell you as well. I believe it's dividing us. I believe it's causing us to discriminate amongst ourselves. Some of us think ourselves to be better because of what church address we go to. Some of us think that because of the deacons and the apostles that are teaching that we are faring much better than other African Americans. We used to be a one concept, a one people, and we used to basically work off each other's spirit. But now we have become so Europeanized that we are going through a commercial church because of the edifice. But I want you to know something. We are getting it together. A lot of us are coming into ancestral communing. Say it with me, ancestral communing. And some Caucasians, non-Melanite people, are getting the gist of what I'm talking about, and they too are communing with their ancestors and calling on their Orishas, those lesser forces that represent the angels. Some of them have even asked to become priests and priestesses, and they are using rituals in their daily practices. How many of you know about African rituals and the meaningfulness of them? And how valuable they can be when your family's in trouble or when your child's in trouble. How many of you understand that you don't go into a quarters of a home without cleansing it spiritually and doing a spiritual ritual that cleanses that house? How many of you know when your child gets sick, you don't just run them off to the hospital? How many of you know that you call for the elders of the church, and you call for the mothers of the church to lay hands. And when they lay hands, they pray a prayer. And the ancestors intercedes and begins to answer that prayer. Now, I don't want you to go looking for God outside yourself. I want you to know, I've already taught you, that God resides on the inside of you and that you are God, but the God in you is just laying dormant, submerged underwater. And you've got to wake him, he, or it up and pull it up out of water and let it know that you and the God are cooperating together on one accord. And you must understand that to be an African is to be spiritual. You must also understand that we are ritualistic people. We do a ritual on Monday. We do a ritual on Tuesday. Then we do one on Wednesday. And then we do one on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are ritualistic people. And what we are missing in our family is rituals, traditions. And the traditions of our father are not enough. We've got to repeat these traditions in front of our children. And we've got to have holiday. One thing the Europeans always have is holiday. And they're reminded of all of their ancestors that have gone on before them, and they call their names periodically. We should mimic those things. We are not Africans when we don't practice our traditions. I said we are not Africans when we don't practice our traditions. And if you say you are, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. The question here today is to be or not to be African. I choose to be African, and we must remember our traditions and our heritage, and traditions of our fathers must be practiced and passed on. How many of you know about the Bembe? Don't all y'all raise your hand at one time. The Bembe. So we could get out and do the boogaloo, the hustle, and the shuffle, and the steps, and the bop, but we don't know anything about the Bembe. See, the Bembe is what Big Mama and them all did, and all of the people of color joined in to do the Bembe. It was a dance of the Orishas, and where everyone knew the step and the dance of the Orishas and the songs that went with them. It allowed us to shake off the blues. It allowed us to shake off our inhibition. You know how they used to sing, dance till you come up on your inhibition, meaning dance off your problems. So many folk are downtrodden today because they don't have a way to dance off their inhibition. They don't have a way to lay their burdens down. And we are experiencing far too many complications of mental illness. And where is it coming from? Because we don't know the dance anymore. We don't know the steps anymore. We don't know how to praise God in the midst of our storm. But that's what Africans do. That is our culture. It's our culture to know that the oppression that is put on us is coming to make us strong. And as we fight through the bureaucracy and we're buffered and we're buffered, we push forth the God, and the God must show up through buffering us today. It's very important that you allow yourself to be buffered today. It's very important that you understand that we come up out of the storm with all power in our hands. Find a way to practice your rituals. Set aside time for not only prayer, but chanting as well, and calling on the ancestors. Set a table to your ancestors. Put out your best and finest china and set a plate for your ancestors. And be reminded of the times when they were once with you. They are still with you. They could not leave you if they wanted to. They are energy and frequency. They need food and they need to be fed. And you'd be a damn fool if you forget to be reminded of the ancestors. And I'm just a caller in the wind. I am the keeper of the swine, reminding you, if you're an African, practice the African rituals. If you are an African, you say you're an African, then be an African and be reminded that all religion came up out of Africa. No religion that was created did not come up out of Africa. Did not you know that? Did not you know that African religion is the oldest tradition of all? And if you're going to learn something authentic, learn from the authentic teachings of African rituals and traditions. Now, I'm not asking you to change your faith. I'm asking you just to be who you are, and that is African-American. Be African, because American is not what I'm talking about. I'm saying use your traditions as an African. But it's very vital that you should understand that we've gotten so far away from ourselves that we are counterfeit, and we are taking regurgitated stuff that people are practicing in these churches, and we're reproducing something that we created ourselves. Now, practice after your own kind. You have an authentic and traditional faith. African Ifa, Lukumin, these are African religions that you can begin to practice and honor in form, in favor of your rituals. And when we have rituals, we have holidays. And we must remember these things, because without these rituals, it does not make us African. What makes us African is our lifestyle and our traditions and our heritage. Now, if anything that I said tonight bothers you, then I'm on the right track. If any of you ministers might be frustrated with what I'm saying, then I must be on the right track. But I'm not saying this to bring down anyone's churches. I'm saying this to bring people closer to the spirit realm. We are going to need spirit more now than we ever have before. And if we don't begin to embrace our most powerful tools, we have tools in our medicine chest that we're not using. We are perishing for the lack of knowledge. And I am coming as a person in the wind to bring you a little word, not enough to fit into a thimble, but maybe it will cause someone to be challenged today to go into their bedroom closet and to set up an altar into their mother's and father's name, and that they will begin to feel closer to their family. And whenever there's a crisis, they will go and pull all of their loved ones together who have made their transition. And they will stand a little bit stronger and a little bit taller now, because they know their ancestors will never leave them. But you have to be reminded and remember them and calling their name. So as I tell you to light a candle tonight for your mother, light a white candle tonight for your father, and call each of their ancestors' names and all of those who have passed on before them, and be African tonight. And from henceforth, be reminded that nothing you do should not exclude your African rituals and traditions. Now go and remember that we can find church right in our homes, right in our hearts. And if you're not an attendant of a church, don't think that you are some villain or some bush people. You still can be saved, as they say. But you have to ask, saved from what? You are the one that will bring God forth. Don't look in the sky in the atmosphere for some fictitious God. The God that grows up will grow up in you, call your Godhead forth, and begin to start to practice communal worshiping, because I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. We are one people. I am because the coyote, I am because the owl. We are all one people, and there is only but one race, and that is the human race. Now go and practice your traditions, and remember that on this show, we are going to remind you of how powerful communal and spiritual worship it is. Thank you so very much for joining us today and being a part of our show. I'd like to thank each and every one of you and ask you to come out again and look at our schedules to see when we will be out again. And be reminded that you are African. And nothing can take the place of that. And I want you to understand that this is not an indictment against those churches or ministers, but it's an effort for you to bring tradition into your churches and teach about the culture, teach about the heritage. And know this, African people, that we are one people, and that we will get to the promised land together. Stay tuned until I talk to you again. Thank you. Thank you so much, and we will see you soon. Tune in to us for our next segment, dealing with spirituality and the church. Have a good evening.